Father, we just thank you for this wonderful, most special day. Lord, we thank you for the manifold blessings. We thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is a propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but sins of the whole world. And Father, we thank you that you've justified us through faith. Lord, many of the things that we can't explain, that you're there because of faith that's within us. And Father, we thank you for the inheritance that fades not away. Lord, we just pray that you move mightily this day, and we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Father, we claim victory this day. Father, we pray that you'd speak to our hearts. And wherever this message will go throughout this land, we pray that you'd speak to the hearts of these people, these wonderful ones that will listen. And we thank you, and we praise you this day for your life, your abundant life. And we thank you for such a privilege to be able to be here this day. We can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. The name is higher than all names. In Jesus' name, amen. I was just thinking last night, I was listening at the table. You learn by listening. And I can see that people are truly, a lot of people are very sincere. But there's a difference in how we believe. And a lot of times that affects how we respond, how we achieve, how we work in the Lord, all these areas because of our beliefs. And I believe a lot of it is because a lot of ourself is apt to be the leader. And me, myself, there's times when I need to relax more and more in the Spirit. And we find ourselves wanting in these areas. And there's a biblical truth that comes available that if we follow the Spirit, we will deny the flesh. We won't be subsidized of the flesh because we'll have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ within us. We get a leadership and a guidance system like the world might have in a short wave. This wave will move like these little cars that you run by short waves. It'll manipulate too because just to the whelm of this short wave set. And that's the way we are. Our ministry is actually started from heaven. It should come down through us in a source that we can reply to that signal and do it correctly. That we're not off, our calculations are not off. You know, sometimes you can recalibrate things to where it centers. And hydraulics this way, when it centers, generally works. When it's off center, it's got a tendency to throw itself dragging or falling off to one side or the other side because it's not centered. And that's the way we are. We need a centering of our whole system that is centered by the being of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We come to it, and it starts off as we become a little child in the Lord. Basically, our problems, we don't have to even worry about the enemy. The Bible says, "And ye hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses, that when we once walked all according to the principality of the earth, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." So we all find ourselves coping with ourselves. And that's the way it should be. That's natural. And through that, we, as we're uplifted, go to Sunday school and the proper ways that God started us off, we start learning that we're not to be angry, because when we get angry, it makes us feel bad when it's over with. We say things that really didn't mean. And so it bothers us afterwards, after we had a little temper tantrum. And then if we go out here and steal something and we get caught, I wish I'd never did that. That's the way it is. Self sometimes causes to make us off-center. And we need a correction that comes from God. And that's basically how we start, is by praying. We need to learn to pray early in life, that we can pray and seek God's will. And when we know when it's Him and when it's not Him. The Bible says, teach up a child when he's young, when he's old, he'll not depart from it. So it behooves us as Christian parents to teach our children to walk in such a way that they will discipline their lives in such a measure that they won't have to worry whether they're not hearing or not receiving right, but they will know they're receiving right for the answer. They're not receiving a wrong answer, and God's not the author of confusion. So that's basically our conscience. The conscience should be so worked upon while we're young that we curb ourselves against certain things. We know right from wrong.
We know we're not to put our hands in a fire. We're going to get them burnt. We know not to put our hands in a wire that's got 220 volts coming through it, or you're going to get singed. You maybe get even lose your life. These are areas that we start learning in life that we don't do. You don't run across the street with a traffic going running to and fro and tell a child, you stop that child from being able to come across that street where they need to walk in safety, not being a threat to traffic and their own lives. And that's basically what happens in us in the Christian world. We need to train up a child when he's young that you abstain from these things, that everything abstains that's not from right, from God, that looks wrong. We should abstain from them because of Jesus. The things that he has, we should be desirous to want them, and the things that Jesus wants. And we should be taught these, and even a new Christian with 25, 30 years old, we still need to teach these same truths because they will bring us to the place of full subjection to the Spirit of God. When a child, I spake to the child, I understood as a child, but when I become a man, I put away, or a woman, childish things. Love suffers long and is kind. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. I really believe that the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, is really where basically all of us, as God's people, need to start with that chapter. It's in sandwiched in between the gifts. The 12th chapter says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, yet I show you a more excellent way. So then it goes right proceeding in that about, though I speak the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. So really, I think this is what really happens to us, that we start life and we are around spirit-filled people. But well, let's leave it out and let's go to the natural laws. We can see how that the natural laws that are against God, war against us in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's strength. There's power. There's without question. You don't even have to worry about it. It's a fulfillment. But we start crossing things and accepting wrong things to be the foundation or the rules. Accepting the wrong rules, then we get in trouble. And so when you start telling people they can live unholy, it curbs the rules. Even though we may not have troubles and follow the rules, we still need to be taught that we must continue in the rules. The rules down the highway, if we're to drive the speed limit. And we're not to go over that speed limit, because if it gets wrong conditions, we can be held accountable even a lesser rate. And that's the same the thing, Spirit of God. God has special rules, and we must, of all our, each one of us, abide by these rules. If I know if I get out here and start stealing, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to be probably a candidate for the courthouse. I'm going to be a candidate possibly to go into prison. And these things are rules. The same as we grow older, they just keep us from even thinking about going in these avenues. But if we tell people basically at the start, it's okay if you do it. You can just sort of do what you want. Pretty soon, palaces get on us. We're not really feeling what we should feel. We're not feeling no remorse. If we do something wrong, we don't feel guilty about it. We lose that guilt that God wants us to feel guilty. When we do transgress, he wants us to repent. He wants us to seek him. And through this, our immune system that we have is being moved on with scales on it. Pretty soon, we don't feel nothing. Oh, everything's okay. My conscience is my guide, but their conscience is seared. The Bible talks about our seared conscience. And I'm saying this, and just baby Christians, because I don't even believe they're up to anywhere near where they can have the Spirit of God. And I'm not putting anyone down, but this is when we got to keep those rules. Yes, that's the old schoolmaster. But until we learn the new right, and then through the Spirit, that the Bible says when the Spirit of God is upon us, we gets rid of the old schoolmaster, because then you're walking by a different light that will keep you also from these wrong habits we had before. Because you come up to higher level, God, he is going to let you know that you don't have to keep that sign, because he's going to keep it for you. He don't want you to sin, and he's going to help you to overcome that sin. Even though before you was living in a rulership of many rules and regulations, you was living a time when you had to choose not to swear. You had to choose to be kind. But when you become filled with the Spirit of God, you shouldn't even have to question it. It should be the leadership of the Spirit. And you should still stay hooked with the Spirit and absolute the same way, only you're not walking the natural man, you're walking the spiritual man. You're being fed by the Spirit of God, and you don't question yourself because you're walking in the international lies of heaven. You're walking not to fulfill no longer the spirit of the flesh, but you're fulfilling the law of the Spirit. And they go one together. They will not harm you either one, and you can promote one into the other, because the natural laws is you have to learn the first laws, all of us, when we come, before we even come to Jesus. We had to know if we go around and mess around with another man's wife or vice versa, we can get in big troubles. These are serious laws, and we need to take recompense of it, as America has facing these laws that they've broken time and time again. And the Bible says that the dead is only holy through marriage. That's the only way that God sees marriage. He moves upon by His Spirit. Amen. And all these truths breaking, and see, we see a avalanche of designs for people to drink alcohol, drink these intoxication. And we know that they come in like a flood, and even the church people say, well, I can have that because it's okay. But I'm saying here, it's not okay, sir. It's not okay where we are, because we cannot handle it, very many of us. And I've never taken it, but I know my body would not be able to handle it. And I would get a false reading at the time when I was intoxicated that I would not know what the Spirit was saying. So maybe I wouldn't go out in deep sin, but ruin my antenna that's going to heaven. It ruined the receiver that I had from my Heavenly Father. And without that, we get seared. We get very anointed. We get very anointed within ourselves. We forget that God wants to do this for us. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. It says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. I think we need to realize this is the basics that we need to come to the Lord on. That He needs to take us and love us and let us enjoy His wealth of blessings. Last night I asked people, you know, that they need to realize that they wonder if they could be a blessing, or they could be blessed, or we could be failures. And that's the way life is. We can be failures or we can be blessings. We can live in God's luxury, and God wants us to promote ourselves that we don't be even concerned about the wrong things. The Bible says, not even think of the things that are evil. The things that are just, that I love righteousness. I hate iniquity. But see, people have it in the, where you don't know righteousness from iniquity, then you have laws. You have laws, you have punishments that prescribe any lawbreakers that commit lawless works in any of these areas. You go to a court, and the court of God's the same way. If you go out here and shoot someone, you're held accountable. The same way in the practical, it's the same way. But when we become growth through the Spirit of God, He becomes our leadership. He becomes my way. That any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. So the whole mindset starts changing, because you're no longer going to come up the same ranks that you did before, but you're into a new alliance. God will lead you by His Spirit. And His Spirit, He will not lose you. He will not leave you. He will be there all the time. He will be there to justify you by faith. You'll start having faith in your Heavenly Father. You'll have trust and believe that He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour, who resists steadfast with faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished that's in the brethren that's in the world. If we go the old way, and wherever it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and basically that is the way, as long as you keep the law, God seen that we cannot live by the law. We had to have the lawgiver, which is Jesus Christ. He took our sins to see a forgetful, put upon that cruel cross, and by His stripes we're healed. We got put us in a place that we can receive adoption from our Heavenly Father. We would become His child. And when we become His child, we put away the former flesh. We put away the lying. We put away the cheating. We put away the lust, all the cares of this world. And we took on Jesus. That's what the Bible said. In any man, me in Christ, He's a new creature. We take on righteousness. We take on holy living. We forsake the old man. We forsake His way. But we've grown through it. And the old man, the Bible said, the old man, we was that old. All that, and ye happy quicken who did trespass and sin. We've all been there. We've been dead in trespass and sin. The Bible says, be alive unto God, but dead in the sin. So there's a victory that comes over, and we should marvel at the wonderful glory of God. We grow from guttermost into uttermost. We grow from glory into glory. We go to a place that's beyond translation. It's about having the love of God upon you. You're operating no longer under the harshness of a law, but you're living there under the love of God. That I want to satisfy my love. I want to have His nature. You didn't have His nature till this took place, and after that you took on His nature. So you wish not to have sin either, sir, or madam, whoever you are. You don't want sin because it's against your Heavenly Father, and you love your Father so much, and you love Jesus so much, and you love the power of the Holy Ghost so much that you don't want to willfully do anything to ruin what you have because you've got a special relationship with these ones in the name of the Father and Jesus' wonderful name. But if we go and come against these areas, then we start breaking the relationship that we have with the Heavenly Father and Jesus. Many times people do this. And then we get cold. We get indifferent. We get cold and indifferent. Then we start putting our heart in a place that we're no longer hot. We're no longer in sympathy with God. We're in sympathy more with the evilness. We find ourselves being deluded. We're coming and we're deluded back to the old man. And pretty soon we're having pride. Pretty soon we're having bad thoughts. Pretty soon we're having bad days. Pretty soon we're sick because we can't stand what's happening to our lives. Our lives were not made to live under sin's conditions. Those sin's conditions will take us down to a place that we will receive nothing, only the dregs of this world. And so one day, if we keep going on, we will lose out for eternity. And we have that wonderful love, that wonderful charisma that God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are open to the righteous and His ears are open to the cry. But it is against those that do evil, says the Spirit of God. God is here to demonstrate His love upon you. He's here to promote Himself with you that you might be victorious over death, grave, and hell. That you would live a special life while we're here and live under the pardon of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, because they become one in your life. They become together with you. They become the power within you. They become the risen Savior that Jesus died, that we might live eternally with Him, that we'd have that courage to live gloriously and have the promise of eternal life, that we have that promise of hope, that we can have that assurance that the Savior, the Spirit of God is here to manifest Himself to you in a very special way. And that's why we've got problems in the churches. I'm not against the churches, but they need to differentiate this and let this. I don't know what God said, but I know what He said is true. He will not let you go, sir. He will be with you. He will keep you through times of oppression. He knows that if you get oppressed, that you cannot handle yourself well. And that's why the old law is not for you. Brothers and sisters, you need to be full of the Spirit that you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the natural man will bring you down to a death, and the spirit man will bring you to eternal life. The spiritual man is what you need. God's way is easier. It's more powerful. It's more directed. But it keeps us abstaining. The Bible says we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. Shun the very presence of evil. That we should be gloriously, and we're made in the image of our Heavenly Father. We're made in His image, in His likeness. Oh, Jennifer, that's wonderful. We're made to look like Him. He wants to bless us. But there's a scripture, Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world. That's the bottom line, that we need to realize that we're to shine. We're to let this light shine. We're to let our light so shine that glorifies our Father which art in heaven, that we might take up His inheritance, that we take on the nature of God. God's nature is goodness, mercy, meekness. In the Garden of Eden, after Eve and Adam partook of that apple, brought damnation on us, all of us, and that had to be broken. And that was broken through the love of God. That God so loved us while we were yet sinners. He seen that we had no advocate. We had no one that could save us. And he gave his only son, Jesus, that special son, that through his spotless life, that he could atone his body for our sins and give it freely that we might live forever and ever and take away that old nature. The old nature is hatred. All the crooked things. The prince of power, he is the liar. He can't make a straight path. He has a crooked path for us. He has wrong intentions. He has unrighteousness. He has anger. He's got drunkenness, lying. Have you ever seen so many lies? America is full of lies. People would rather lie than to say the truth because they have their father is the prince of power. He is the liar from the very foundation. God is our father, never lies. He always speaks the truth. He tells that as it is, God before us, who could be against us? And we can be that light that will shine in this world, glorifying the Heavenly Father. And God will fill you with His glory. He will give you a right and reason to live, that you might live righteously above this world without question. And God will give you the helps to help that one that's in that one that's been come against by the power of darkness. God can give you the gift of healing. He can give you the gift of salvation. He can give you what that one needs. And that's what God wants us to start managing our lives by His Spirit, that we can have time, man, instead of have to go back in and out, up and down, and in and out, keeping ourselves where we should be at the Lord, that we have time to help those round about us, that we would pray without ceasing, we'd call upon God while He's near, and we're looking for sickness, unrighteous man, His thoughts never even man. Take his heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we had let them slip. We need to be at that place, at the level of God, that God can use us to promote His work, to do His will, to walk faithfully, to walk upright, walk with joy. You know, that's one of the things that bothers me. Most people are not joyful. They're not happy. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. We need to be happy. God, give us an overdose of the glory of God, the joy, oil of joyfulness. The oil of joyfulness above your fellows. That's what the Bible says. And if you love righteousness and hate iniquity, it says even God, the God of you serve, He will give you the anointing of oil of joyfulness and not to thy fellows. So that means with your fellows round about you that's not really spiritual, you're going to be up a little higher. You're going to be up there and God's going to promote you above measure. And God will display you. And you don't have to worry about it. It's not pride. God will take care of you. And God will promote you. And God will give you victory. And God will give you promise. He will give the anointing of God upon you that you can work righteously in this present world. That you will have the hope of glory. That you will have that hope one day. That when the trumpet of God shall sound and time shall be no more. That you will have your eyes fixed upon heaven. It says, I will lift my eyes to hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. At that time, we can have that faith with us. We know where we're headed. We know we have great plans, and God's got bigger plans than we have, and God's bigger than we are, and our little plans, God will transfer them a thousandfold, a millionfold, and we'll find ourselves in glory up there, and we found ourselves in a time of joyfulness, of millions of years walking the joy and the luster of God's Father, in the presence of His glory, never seeing the beauty that we'll see there. We have never seen what God has for us. God has got a wonderful bouquet for His people. He's got a wonderful challenge for us that we might walk victorious through this life and have that joy of the Lord as our strength, our high tower. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are over the righteous and His ears open to the cry. And God will promote us and bring us into that place of realm with joy unspeakable, full of glory. For I've written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, that things are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by His Spirit, yea, the Spirit church of yea, the deep things of God. If God be for us, who could be against us? They and all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities things present, neither height nor any other creature shall be able to separate thee from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God be for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. He has spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us. How shall not with Him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. We know that to pray for as we ought, therefore the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings which shall be uttered. He that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit, and maketh intercession according to the will of God. There is one area that many, many people are afraid to talk about, but we need the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, this is His time. And the Bible says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. What ye ask in my name, that I will do, but the Father might be glorified in the Son. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, I will give it unto you. And it says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall send forth another comforter that shall abide with you now and forever. And when he is coming, will reprove the world of sin, and lift up the name of Jesus. He shall give thee power. He shall give us strength that we might be overcomers, that we might walk upright before Him, that we might walk in victory, that we would not be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is He that's within you, He that's within the world. We need to realize that if God be for us, we sure don't have to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I would truly believe the greatest tool that's being worked against the people of God, that they feel the Holy Ghost is just a... They don't even say Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is just a facet. It's just a part. It said the King James Version. It says this is the Spirit. But He's part of God. Amen. He's part of the Godhead. Yes. And God, He says He's easily put down. We didn't realize that we can hurt Him very easily. Yes. Bible says we're not to come against the Holy Spirit in any evil way. We're to draw nigh to Him. We're to seek Him. We're to call upon Him. And we're to receive that when He speaks to us, we listen, that we're there available to His little timid cry. Whatever He says, we're hearing Him. Many times we get so wound up in this world that we forget to hear the things that have become closest of our heart. Be still and know that You is God. God wants us to be still and wait upon Him, that we might move through our lives as the Spirit directs us, as His Spirit moves upon us. And if we will do these former things which we're told about in the former part, we will remain open in these times. When these serious events come, last night was talked about having the prophecies. And when these prophecies unveil, when the Bible says, when you look up, your redemption draweth nigh, we have that hope and assurance. We know where we're headed, and we've lived faithfully upon this land, and we're going to a better place. There's a time when we'll see that prophecy, like in going into Israel, when God will deal with the armies that come against Israel, and He will fight for the Israel, and the battle will be won by the things of the Lord becomes as His elements, all the workers in the sky that God can bring down and come fire from heaven, all the earthquakes and all these serious diverse matters that God can handle the people that come against His children. And if you will put God in the center of your will, He will fight your battle also today. He will keep that one that comes against you. He will withstand, help you, and He will come against that one if you'll place it in the hands of the Lord. God is constantly abiding. His ears are open and His face is against the unrighteous. But God wants to answer the prayers of His beloved. For His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His hearts is made perfect toward Him. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. I know the Spirit of God has watched this out today because my tongue is very heavy and God wants to move mightily this day that you will come. This is the power, the fallacy that's come against most of God's people. They haven't realized that you need to walk in the natural man to some degree before you walk in the spiritual man. It's a time when for your learning, you learn to observe the laws of the land. You learn to respect the laws of God. But God brings you up a step higher, and that's when you start working the spiritual man, and God will help you overcome that old man, that old way, that you will walk above that realm. You will walk in victory. You will walk not being ashamed no longer. You'll walk being moved upon by the Spirit from heaven. It's just a way above, because you're going to face failures in yourself. We cannot be saved. It takes the Spirit of God to keep us saved. And that's why we need that encounter every day. I need Jesus this day. I want more of Jesus. I want the Spirit of God upon me. And He comes as we seek for God. God hears our cry. And He comes down and says, my child, I'll be with you. I will keep you through the times of struggle. My people, come to me this night, and I shall uphold thee, and I shall be upon thee in a mighty way, for I'm able to create within thee a right heart, and I'm able to overtake the powers of the enemy and come against thee, and that thou shalt walk faithful as with thy can, with all thy soul, with all thy might. I, the Lord thy God, will be my delight to help thee overcome, that thou might be victorious in this last hour, that thou would live above reproach, that thou would live in the mighty eye of the Lord thy God, and I would not have to fear what man would say, because I, the Lord thy God, shall insulate thee, and I shall protect thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall direct thee, and I shall move upon thee as only I can, and I say I shall alleviate the problems that come against thee, and I shall take away thee from the problems that come against thee, faced so hard at times. Thou shalt cast all your cares upon me, I shall take that heavy burden, and I shall give thee rest, and I shall dissolve the things that come so that feel this day that you can't cope within yourself, and I shall take away that stony ground, and I shall take away that manifest of hardness, and I shall give thee a new heart, and I shall give thee a new walk, and I shall give thee a gentleness, that thou would walk victorious this last hour, that thou would be victorious wherever thou goest. And I should meet thy needs, and I, thou shalt have response with thy maker. Call upon me and come close to me. I be my delight to help thee. But I say what happens is my people go off and do their own things. And they come to a place that they do not need me. And I say that worries me, said the Spirit of God, if you can understand me being worried. But I'm very concerned about my beloved, because it's predicted that many, many, many will not make it that day. But I still wish for my children to come home. I desire my children to come home. I desire my children to come to me this night. I desire them to fill them, to spill them, to forgive them. But I say my children will not come. My children are on the way of disobedience. And I wish them to just turn around and say, I love you, Lord. And I would reply real fast, said the Spirit of God, and I would forgive them. And I should give them a new start. I say, if thou could even think this day coming toward me, I will hear that think, and I shall know thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, because I'm wishing these last hours for my people to get right. But I say many, many, many walk in their own haughtiness, they walk in their own willful way, and they think themselves as being righteous, but they find themselves wanting when they stand before me in a day, and they will say, have not we done many of these wonderful works? Have not we prophesied in thy name? Haven't we cast out devils? He says, ye workers of iniquity, I know you not. And that's what's going to happen. I say, many, even though they've lived so many years, as of me, but in this last hour, they forsake me and they lose that pathway, they will be damned forever. And I wish for my people not to receive that sentence upon them. But I say, if they keep going, they will have that sentence, and they will lose out for what I have given. I have forgiven all things for my beloved. I've given all things for my beloved. But I say the tide is growing very shortly. And I say my time is going to be upon Israel, my beloved. And I say when Israel starts the budding of Israel, I say the depletion of my spirit upon this earth will grow wax cold. And I say it will be a determining point. And my people, though love me, I say they will even feel the coolness taken from these. And that's why you need me this way in a powerful way, because there's going to be a coolness that comes upon this earth. And that's coolness, the only thing that you know. That's why you've got to walk in faith. You've got to walk knowing when you're going. You've got to walk being determined, not all what you feel. It's wonderful to feel my spirit, but I say there'll be a time very shortly you may not feel what you wish to feel, sir. Women, whatever you are, I say my people need to walk faith, believing that they are rewarded to those who diligently seek him. And I deliberately, if thou shalt stay close to my beloved, I shall keep my blessings upon them. But I say if many that get out in the outer fringe areas will not feel the heatness of my heat upon them. And I say they shall be tempted to go back in the old man. And I say many shall go back and come back in the old place, the old man where they've been. But I say, my people, forsake those old men and come to seek me and be determined to live for me to the time that I take thee home, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just pray for America this night. We pray for your people this night. And Father, we just hope that those will understand what was been said today. I was not for me, but I've been the Spirit. And Father, I just pray that you speak to the hearts of your people, letting them know that you love them, and you care for them, And right now, there's a time that we can be saved. There's a time that we can have remorse in our hearts, ask forgiveness, and you will cleanse us from all of our wicked ways. And you will set us free, and you will give us a new start, a new direction. Father God, I just pray that you speak to your people in a wonderful way. And Father, let them know wherever they are in this land, even though they find themselves alone, Father, that you will be with them, and you'll call them that they might be saved, that they might have a new walk, a new talk, a new hope. And Father, we just know anyone that makes heaven is going to be a wonderful day. And Father, for those that don't make it, they wish they would never been born. It's going to be a perilous time for those who don't make that journey. And Father, this day, help us, promote us this day that we will not live willfully no longer, but we will live with the willing of thy precious strength. We will not live willingly of our own faith, our own strength. We will live in the counsel of the righteousness. We'd forsake the unrighteous things and ask that you would fill us with your righteousness daily, and you would promote us daily by your great and mighty hand, that you're not slack concerning your promises. Some men count slackness, but your long-suffering us, we're not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Father God, we praise you this day. We thank you this day. We thank you, wonderful Savior, and we thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we know this process is coming very short. We know the cross and the arms are going to change very shortly. And when this takes place, we know that there are going to be few people going to be saved at that time. Your word declares it. There's been a time of direction changes. And we know that Israel is in the focus very shortly. And we don't know how long. We maybe have 2 years, 3 years. We don't know, Father God, but we know it's in your hand. Help us live wisely. Help us live above reproach. Help us live as that word said today. We live as righteousness unto thee, that we live up holy in life, and we live above reproach. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Everyone said amen and amen and amen. God bless you all throughout this land today. If you've heard this, we just proclaim that you, if you don't understand it, call us. We'll try to help you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.